Steve, okay. Good to start the season with a win. What's your feelings after that?
It's always a lot of pressure on all teams, isn't there? First game of the season to get off to a win. But I thought today, first half, we were fantastic. And we got ourselves in front just on our time, which was no more than we deserved. We created a lot of chances. But I just felt that second half, fair play to Nantwich, you know, hey, they're one of the teams that will be up there. But, you know, they passed it around well. But I didn't feel they caused us too many problems. But I thought we just gave the ball away too easily in the second half. And when we broke, we just didn't have enough care when we got in and around the goal area to increase our lead. You know, the message at half-time was to kill them off, because at 1-0, it's always a scoreline that, hey, you need a second just to kill teams off. But fair play today, you know, we look solid at the back. But I thought first half, our performance in the first half was fantastic.
Does it bother you at all that you had, I don't know how many chances, but you only put one away and then it was a defender who scored?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I want to see us create chances. I'll be more concerned if we didn't create chances, but like you just said, hey, you create chances, you've got to stick them away. And I don't know how many we had in the first half, but it seemed like we were peppering the goal. Their keepers made a couple of great saves, but I thought there was some real good opportunities for us to have increased our lead or got in front, but we could have quite easily gone in 4-0 up at half time.
As a striker yourself of some repute,
I'd have had a bag full today. No, you just want to see your strikers having efforts on goal, and I've set the two centre backs and all three centre backs. You know, Adam didn't play today, but I want to see them getting amongst the goals, you know, and finishing with 10 a season, because it's important from set plays. And we worked on set plays on Thursday night, and we scored from a set play today. So it was important that you see those things coming off that you've done on the training ground.
New players in the side today, start the season. How do you feel they went on?
Yeah, I thought they did very well. I mean, all of the squad have done well. I mean, there's some unlucky lads today that have been on the bench, and there's some unlucky lads, a couple, that haven't made the squad. But I've stressed to them, you know, it's not about what you do with 11, it's a squad game, and things can change very quickly. So we'll need everybody. But I think probably maybe we just... I think with the tempo and the energy that we put into the first half, we just seem to just run out a bit of steam towards maybe the last 15 minutes of the game.
I was personally so impressed with Jake Charles. First half, he looked very keen and very mobile.
Yeah, no, he'll be a handful for defences, and I'm sure him and Aaron will get in amongst the goals for us, as will Theo. I mean, you saw Theo today, bundles of pace and energy. Struggled a little bit in the second half while we brought him off, but Jake, I thought, did very well. I thought they all did well today. It's nice to get a clean sheet. I mean, I like to see loads of goals, but it was nice to get a clean sheet today.
It's only about 5-10 minutes since the game finished. Have you caught the chairman's eye yet? Because he's expecting big things of you.
Well, I know, yeah. So we've got to keep out of his way, I think. No, it's great to have Rob over, because I know how much it means to him, and I know how much it means to him being in charge of a successful club. And I enjoyed working with him last time I was here, and hopefully we can have that same relationship again. We will still have a relationship, but hopefully I can bring him some success here, and we can have a happy season and give him something to enjoy. But not only Rob, I know how much the directors and the fans and how much effort they put into the club, and today was a great start for us.
At first sight, again, I stress, it's only just the game's only just over. Does everyone seem to have come through it okay? Any knocks?
There's a few little knocks that you get. And like I say, we go to Whitby on Tuesday. So, I mean, I've told them, you know, they need plenty of rest now from you know, tomorrow, and maybe just do a little cool down tomorrow and do a bit on Monday, and then we'll be ready for the Whitby game.
I mean, you'd never want to go, even in August, you wouldn't want to go to Whitby on a Tuesday night. It's never the most welcoming place, and it's about 1,000 miles away.
Well, no, I disagree. I think I've been there over the years and with teams, and I always like going there. I've always found it really, really friendly, and it's a good club, and I love the fish and chips afterwards
course,
there. But
yeah.
they do a good job, and obviously, I know it's always a tough game there. Always a tough game.
So, fingers crossed you can make it to 2 wins on the bounce.
Hey, that's the aim, you know. We know how difficult this league's going to be. It's not you know, it's not just we've got relegated. I mean, look at Altrincham today. They've just realised that, you know, it's not as easy to go and win games, and we've earned the right to win today. And Nantwich, hey, they'll cause teams a few problems. Nantwich, they play some good football, but I just thought today we stuck at our task, and even when things broke down in the second half at the back, we were really strong and never missed anything, which was good. And I think we can get better as well.
Great, thanks.